请我们读两处圣经。
Can we turn to two passages?
一处是腓立比书第四章。
First is in Philippians chapter 4.
第六节第七节
Verses 6 and 7
腓立比书第四章第六第七节
Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7
应当一无挂虑只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神神所示出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心外意念
Be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God and the peace of God which surpasses all comprehension will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus
这次就是帖撒罗尼迦前书
And then in 1 Thessalonians,
五章
chapter 5,
十六节
verses 16,
到二十四节
through 24.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六节到二十四节
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 24.
要常常喜乐不住地祷告凡事谢恩因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus
不要消灭圣灵的感动不要藐视先知的讲论但要凡事参念善美的要持守各样的恶事要警戒不住
Do not quench the spirit Do not despise prophetic utterances But examine everything carefully Hold fast to that which is good Abstain from every form of evil
愿使平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责那照你们的本是信实的他必成就这事
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ Faithful is he who calls you and he also will bring it to pass
我怕今天下午啊，很多人会瞌睡。
I'm afraid that this afternoon many of you will fall asleep.
因为我有时候听听，有时候也想瞌睡。
Because I myself, oftentimes when I listen to messages, I would like to go to sleep too.
因为今天是最后的一个下午。
And because today is the last afternoon,
大家都大概很累。
Everyone is probably pretty tired.
不过这一个题目倒是很重要的。
But this topic is actually very important.
因为讲祷告。
Because we are speaking about prayer.
但是这个题目好像又是最普遍的。
But it's almost as if it's the most common topic.
祷告谁不会做?
Who doesn't know how to pray?
还需要你来教吗?
Do you need you to teach me?
还有一样事情。
One more thing.
所以说我在这里讲祷告却不是真正会祷告的人。
I, even though I'm speaking about prayer, am not one who knows how to pray.
所以我自己都还没有能够祷告好你现在来讲这个怎么祷告这不是糟了吗
But if someone that does not know how to pray and speaks on prayer, aren't we in trouble then?
我觉得很稀奇，神为什么把一个人只给他70岁强壮到80岁，以后就不行了。
I often wonder why God says, you know, for 70 years is good, for 80 he is strong, and then afterwards he is helpless.
我现在发现我是一个领会的很迟钝的人。
I now have discovered that right now, my understanding is often very slow.
但是有一点，神保守我，一直想追求，要学习怎么祷告。
But one thing is that the Lord has kept the desire within me to continue to seek on how to pray.
好像稍微懂了一点的时候啊，这时间没有了。
As if I have understood a little bit, and I think my time is up.
所以要学习啊，要争取早学。
So please lay hold and learn this early.
那么特别是年龄大的，那我们的时间正是应该很好的学习。最重要的是祷告。
And even for us who are older, the most important thing for us to learn is prayer.
我买了一本圣经，这本圣经专门讲祷告的。
I bought a Bible, and this Bible focuses especially on prayer.
这里面是神的应许跟祷告的都给他写出来。
And then all the promises of God and the prayers in the Bible are recorded separately.
讲应许的有600多条。
And there are 600 odd promises.
讲祷告的是祷告的，他给他专门一个字。蓝蓝的给你写出来的有400多个。
And then they put all the verses on prayer in blue, and there are 400 odd verses.
所以光从圣经里要学习的话，要讲大概要1000多条。
So, according to the Bible, just on this matter of prayer, there are more than 1,000 verses.
那一个下午一定不行。
One afternoon would not be sufficient.
而且呢，很多的问题啊，如果我讲的不好，就变成一团浆了。
So, many things, if I don't share correctly, it'll become all jumbled up.
所以你们要为我祷告。
So you have to have a prayer.
你说神啊，你不让他讲的糊里糊涂，我们听不清。
So Lord, do not allow him to say it all jumbled up, so we will be confused.
祷告啊，是人向神把自己的真心情向神吐露的这么一个事情。
Now prayer is when man pours out his heart to God.
虽然人已经犯罪了
，Even though man has sinned，
已经堕落了
，Man has fallen，
甚至于对神也是糊里糊涂了，究竟有没有也弄不清了。
And man is even confused about the existence of God.
但是人到很着急的时候，所以走投无路的时候，是人很稀奇，他会祷告的。
But when man comes into a difficult situation where he has no way out, he will come and pray.
这个时候，如果你是真心的祷告
，At this time, if you pray.With a truthful heart,
神听不听
Will God hear?
你还没有信主
Maybe even didn't believe in the Lord yet.
认识不清楚了
And you're not even clear about knowing God.
那到一个时候啊，你觉得说没有出路了，哎呀，神啊，救救我！这个时候神救不救？
And when you have come to a situation where you find no way out and you cry out, God, help me.Will he listen?
祷告是个很稀奇的事情。
Prayer is a very mysterious thing.
稀奇不是你祷告的好不好。
This matter of mysteriousness is not whether you pray nicely or not.
祷告的对象，我们的神是真实的。
And the thing is that the person to whom we pray to, he is the true God.
他是又真又活的。
He is the true and living God.
不是你祷告的好或者不好，是神是信实的，他是又真又活的，他能答应你的祷告。
It's not whether you pray rightly or not, but it's the fact that he is faithful and he is the true and living God.
所以最重要的一点。
So the most important point is this.
祷告最重要一点。
The most important point about prayer.
真。
Realness.
真心。
Truthfulness from the heart.
神不在乎你好听的声音，你讲的这么好听，心不真的，心不诚心的祷告，这种祷告他神不愿意的。
God does not care if your prayer is well done or not, but it's whether you have a sincere heart.
所以最重要祷告一个是在神面前。是一个真心的祷告。
So the most important thing about prayer is that before God, we need to have a sincere prayer.
那么祷告有没有一定的方式呢？
Now, is there a method to prayer?
有没有一定的方式？
Is there a certain method?
怎么样的方式祷告，神一定听。
What kind of method of prayer will make sure that God listens?
现在我们有许多的祷告的，是根据遗传来的。
Much of our prayer oftentimes comes from tradition.
比方说，我们现在祷告的时候啊。都闭了个眼睛祷告，是不是啊？
So for example, now when we pray, we often close our eyes to pray.
如果你这个祷告时候眼睛东张西望的，这个你这个人怎么搞的？
So if someone sees you praying and then looking left and right, they'll say, "What are you doing?"
我有一次在大学的时候，有个弟兄就跟我讲。
One time during university, a brother came and said this to me.
那个弟兄啊，就是于崇恩。
And that brother was a brother Yu Chongen.
因为我们那时候在大学里有一些同学啊、姊妹啊，是一起祷告的时候。
And it was a time when brothers and sisters at the university we prayed together.
我向来一祷告就闭了眼睛，什么神都不看的。
I generally speaking would pray and close my eyes, and it wouldn't know what was going on around me.
结果呢？那个于崇恩弟兄又跟我说，哎，他是丁弟兄，我发现有一个人，有一个弟兄啊，他说他祷告时候东张西望的。
And then brother Joshua Yu came and said to me, brother Ding, I noticed that one brother, whenever he prays, he's always looking left and right, not paying attention.
他不闭眼睛。
He doesn't close his eyes.
东张西望。
He's looking left and right.
他本来想要改正他。
He wanted to go and correct this brother.
你为什么也不闭眼睛啊？
Why don't you close your eyes when you pray?
他告诉我说，不过他翻翻圣经啊，没根据啊。
And then that brother told me, he said he looked through the Bible and there's no basis for praying with
the
eyes closed.
为什么一定要闭眼睛？
If he comes and asks you, why do you have to close your eyes to pray?
你圣经里哪地方给我看？
Show me the passage that says you have to close your eyes when you pray.
他说我找不出来。
I cannot find that passage.
主耶稣是举目望天，是不是啊？
The Lord Jesus prayed looking into heaven.
你什么时候看见闭眼睛祷告的？
Where do you see it say you have to pray with your eyes closed?
不过我没有问他一句。
But I did not ask him a question.
如果你闭眼睛，你怎么能看见他并不是闭眼睛？
If you didn't close your eyes, how could you see that brother pray with his eyes closed? Not with his eyes closed.
所以有许多这个传统的东西啊，很严重。
And there are many things of tradition that are very serious.
所以许多的时候啊，难处也就这里弄出来的。
And oftentimes many difficulties come from this.
我们刚才读过了，要不住的祷告，是不是？
We read in the passage that said we should have to pray without ceasing.
所以有许多人想要不住的祷告，要不住的闭眼睛不得了了。
Now, if you're going to pray without ceasing, but every time you pray, you close your eyes, then you'll be in trouble.
比如说你开汽车的时候，你可千万不要闭眼睛。
So when you drive your car, please do not close your eyes to pray.
所以也许多的时候，祷告是形式。
Oftentimes, our prayer is an outward motion.
那么许多人说，你祷告是应该跪下祷告呢，还是站着祷告呢，还是坐着祷告呢？
Then others would ask, when you pray, are you to kneel, are you to stand, are you to sit?
我那时候啊，做学生的时候，我问过江弟兄。When
I was a student, I asked Brother Kong a question.
我说祷告应该怎么一个形式？祷告是神最爱听。
And I asked him, now what is the method by which we pray which God most delights in our prayer?
江弟兄说，祷告主要要心里祷告，不是形式次要。
And our brother said to me that the most important thing about prayer is the heart. It's not the outward method.
这个是没错的哦。
That's true.
但是我想啊，跪下祷告是最 最正规的、虔诚的那个祷告的形式。
Now, the form of prayer that I think is the most sincere and correct is to kneel and pray.
那我后来就跪着祷告。
Then I knelt and I prayed.
我这跪着祷告也难处也很多。
But when you kneel and pray, there's many difficulties as well.
因为我这个做学生的时候。 一个宿舍是6个床上下铺。
And when I was a student, there would be 6 bunk beds.
一共3个床，6个人，我是下铺。
There were 3 beds, and there were 6 people, and I often slept in the lower bunk.
还有一个呢是上铺。
And someone else would sleep on the upper bunk.
那么我每一个要睡觉以前，一定跪下祷告。
So every time I would pray, I would kneel down and pray.
我有些case的时候，他们笑我。
In the beginning, they would laugh at me.
这你还有点勇气才行啊。
So you actually have to have some boldness to be able to do this.
那后来你跪惯了，也他们也看惯了，也无所谓。
So now that you have kneeled often, then they would get used to it.
有时候他等不及了。 我祷告太长，哟，怎么还没完？他先从我这个肩膀上上去。<laughs>
And oftentimes, whenever I would pray for a long time, then he would, the person on the top would wait impatiently and just step on my shoulder and climb up the bed.
我始终到现在为止还是认为跪着祷告是最好。But
I still feel that the best way to pray is still kneeling.
我许多人祷告。 都是很虔诚，而且祷告很长，跪在那边祷告。
And many brothers and sisters, they pray for a very long time, very sincerely, and they are kneeling the whole time.
不过我有一次看见一篇，我是做医生的，看见一篇报告。
But one time, because as a doctor, I saw a report.
他报告说，他发现许多人这个膝盖啊有毛病。
And he discovered that many people have this problem with the knee.
为什么他老这个膝盖有毛病呢？
Why did he often have a problem with his knee?
后来他说问，原来他祷告时间太长。
It's because he had prayed for way too long.
跪了那个时间太长。
He kneeled down for too long.
形式。
The form.
人如果没有里面的东西，他常常到外面去找形式。
If oftentimes when someone doesn't have something inside, they will look for an external form to replace. But the fellowship that God has with us is always on the inside, not something outward.
所以祷告呢，神是要我们在暗中向他祷告。
So when we pray, God wants us to pray in secret.
我们还有一个毛病。
We have another problem.
这就是法利赛人的毛病。
And that is a problem of the Pharisees.
因为祷告是一个敬虔的一个表现。
Because a prayer is to express godliness.
所以呢, 这个法利赛人很喜欢人家看见他在那边祷告。
So the Pharisees love to have people see them pray.
所以有许多人, 这个是不是很多人不知道? 但是的确有些人家里面不跪下祷告，到教会他跪下祷告。
So many people, when they are at home, they don't pray kneeling down, but when they go to the meeting, they kneel down.
为什么呢?
Why?
你看, 我祷告多虔诚。
Look at me. When I pray, I am so sincere.
这个我也有经验。
I also have experience with that.
就喜欢让人家知道我是跪下祷告的。
I like to let other people see me kneeling down and praying.
所以这个, 神是暗中看我们的心的。
So God observes us, our hearts in secret.
人是看外貌。
Now man looks at the outward appearance.
神是看内心。
God looks at the heart.
神是无所不知的。
God is omniscient.
那么许多人跟有祷告的时候，那个手舞足蹈的那样，那个我是更看不惯了。And
something I'm not used to is some people when they pray they have to raise their left hand and right hand.
那么他愿意这么弄，我觉得像小孩一样。And
when they are doing this, I think they're just like a kid.
我说神大概也不讨厌，不过他是在那边弄。And
I think God does not dislike it, but I just think it's like a child.
所以我觉得神最重要的祷告是真心。
I think the most important thing that God looks upon is the sincerity of our prayer.
还有一些啊, 向神祷告要真。
And when we pray to God, we have to be real.
你的确有什么话要讲，你就讲。
If you have something to say to God, say it.
你如果没有话讲，你就不要讲。
If you don't have anything to say, don't say it.
我觉得有些祷告的词句啊，我怎么觉得不像你真正碰到主那个讲话那样。I
often hear prayers where it doesn't sound like you're saying something to the Lord if you met him.
如果我跟你讲话就是这样，就跟你讲。
So if I talk to a brother, I'll just talk to him this way.
我都没有一个腔调说。 哎呀，你是陈弟兄啊，你真好啊！I
will never say, Brother Chen, how are you? So nice to see you.
我觉得有时候人对神祷告，我觉得神听了，如果真在那边听的话，他一定说，孩子，你有点毛病了吧？<laughs> So
I often hear when brothers and sisters pray, and I think that if God heard it, he'd say, Child, there's something wrong with you.
那你怎么祷告老是这个腔调呢?
Why are you praying with such an intonation?
啊，主啊，我们一定要爱孩子。Like
that.
因为我们是向主讲的嘛。
Because we say it to the Lord.
我觉得我信主以后啊，我倒懂得一点。
After I came to know the Lord, I started to understand something.
神是我的父亲。
God is my father.
我有什么事情求他。
If I have something to ask of him,
我也不会说好听的话。
I won't say it in a very pretty fashion.
我第一次 叫我相信神是实在存在的，而且是听祷告的。
The first time I realized that God is real and that He is one that hears my prayer,
到现在我还记得。
I still remember that time.
那就是有根刺啊，吃鱼的时候啊，一根刺掐了喉咙。And
that was when a fishbone was caught in my throat.
那我只有初中一年级。
I was only in seventh grade.
那我的妈妈就说。 哎，孩子啊，你现在住学了， And
my mother told me, now, son, you are in middle school. If you have any problem, just pray to the Heavenly Father. He will hear your prayer.
那有一次我真的卡了个刺。
And one time, there was a fishbone that was caught in my throat.
在初中一年级嘛。
I was in 7th grade.
那时候我想怎么办?
I said, what should I do
拿这个饭团啊,
now?
现在给它压下去。
So I tried to use a chunk of rice to try to push it down.
其实越压越插得越深。
So the more I tried to push, the deeper it went into my throat.
赶紧喝水。
So I started to drink water.
也不行。
I couldn't do anything, it didn't do anything.
到现在当然，要是你们现在哎，那个ambulance就走了，是不是？
If it's now today, you would probably just call the ambulance.
那时候我不知道怎么办。
I didn't know what to do.
咽一口水就痛一下。
Every time I swallowed, it would hurt once.
所以我走到那个学校的那个钟楼下面。
So I went to the tower with a bell at the school and to the lower level of that.
我忽然想起来了。
I suddenly remembered.
妈妈说，你有什么难处，你可以向天父祷告。
My mother had told me, if you have any difficulty, you can pray to the Heavenly Father.
那时候我去祷告。So
then I prayed.
我说天父啊，
I said, Heavenly Father,
你都刺在我这儿,
there's a fishbone caught in my throat. I cannot get rid of it. You help me get rid of it.
这个像不像个祷告?
Is it like a prayer?
可是我是真心的。
But I prayed sincerely from my heart.
我这一咽，没有了。
When I swallowed, it disappeared.
这是真的。
This is true.
我要说假见证，我是犯罪，是不是？
So if I bear false testimony, I am sinning, right?
但是我要说真话，我没有感谢神。
But I must be honest with you, I did not thank God for that.
到现在为止，一定有许多人，哎呀，主啊，我感谢赞美你什么，我没有。
Many brothers and sisters would say, oh, thank and praise you, Lord. I didn't even thank him for it.
反正没有了嘛。
It disappeared. Okay, why do I have to thank him?
所以我想啊，神实际上要我们真心祷告。
So God wants us to pray with a sincere heart.
方式当然是，你真的是看见主的时候，当然你敲这个这么叫敲起来，你也是不但做不到的。Now
when it comes to form and how we pray, if you really see the Lord, you wouldn't just pray in a very careless manner.
那一定也是规规矩矩。
And of course, you would pray in a right way.
第二个呢，我说祷告，还有个很重要，这是我的老师穆安德烈弟兄跟我讲的。And
a second matter is something that my teacher on prayer, Andrew Murray, taught me.
我真的从摩尔德利那里呀，怎么祷告，得到很大的帮助。I
was greatly helped by Andrew Murray on how to pray.
他第一个说，每一个基督徒一得救以后，要告诉他说，你不能靠自己走天路。
And Andrew Murray told us that every single believer, after they believe in the Lord, they cannot depend on themselves to walk in the way.
你一定需要祷告，靠主的恩典，他的能力走天路。
And you need prayer that by His grace, you may be able to walk the heavenly way through prayer.
但是你祷告，你一定要给神时间。
But when you pray, you have to give God time.
你不跟神时间，你这个祷告是没有的了，落空的了。If
you do not give God time, your prayer is empty.
哦，现在人都太忙了。Now
everyone is so busy nowadays.
哪有时间祷告？We
don't have time to pray.
那你是把祷告看得太轻了。And
that's because you esteem prayer very little.
因为你觉得不祷告也可以过日子的。
Because you think that without prayer you can still go on living.
那是真的。我们做基督徒，你不祷告，你一定不能做一个好基督徒。
But as Christians, if you do not pray, you cannot be a good Christian.
主耶稣告诉我们说，你们离开我，你们不能做什么。
The Lord Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
但是祷告你一定要给他，给神时间。
But if when you pray, you have to give him time.
你要把你所有的告诉他。
You have to tell him everything about you.
你还要等候他。
You also have to wait for him.
你还要从他那边得到他的回应。
And from there, you have to wait for his response.
如果你没有时间给主。
If you do not give the Lord time,
你跟神的那个祷告啊，你就等于没有。
And then your prayer is as if there was no prayer.
从一得救开始，养成每天定时读经祷告是一个非常好的一个习惯。
So ever since you're saved, to pray at a certain time every day is a good thing.
现在祷告很难，就是因为你没养成一个习惯。
The difficulty with prayer nowadays is because it is not part of your daily living routine.
你养成一个好的习惯，早晚有祷告，好像先祭一样。也 早上献祭，下午献祭一样。
So if you establish a routine to pray every day in the morning and the evening, just like offering sacrifices in the morning and the afternoon.
我后来养成一个习惯。
I developed a routine.
不管这么忙。
No matter how busy I was.
早上第一个起来的时候，一定先有祷告，先有读经。
No matter what, the first thing every morning is I would pray and then I would read the Bible.
因为养成习惯。
Because it became a habit.
所以这是就不就为难。
It's not difficult.
你呢，如果你不做了，还是很觉得很为难。
If you didn't do it, you would feel uneasy.
这是一个非常有效。
This is very effective.
你一定要有个时间给神。
You have to give God time.
读经祷告
prayer and reading the Bible.
为什么一定还要读经祷告合起来呢？
Why do you have to put together prayer and the word?
因为我们不知道怎样祷告。
Because we do not know how to pray.
我们不知道神的心意。
We do not know the heart of God.
我们不知道神要跟我们说什么。
We do not know what God wants to speak to us.
所以你一定要读圣经。
So that's why you have to read the word.
祷告呢，把你所心里所要的告诉他。
So when you pray, you tell the Lord what you want.
要真心。
You have to be real.
祷告读经是不能分开的。
You cannot separate prayer and reading the scriptures.
有人问，
Some people ask.
那么一起读，你总不能同时读祷告又读经呢？
Now you cannot pray and read at the same time.
我写读经呢，还是我写祷告呢？
Do I read first and then pray, or do I pray first and then read?
其实两个都可以。
Either one is okay.
不过呢，有的。弟兄给我们他的经验来告诉我们说，因为我们开始时候祷告啊，心思常常是流动的。
Now, but some brothers have shared with us through their experience that oftentimes when we pray, our thoughts are sort of loose and go and wander.
为什么缘故我们一定要有个时间给神呢？因为你跪下去祷告啊，如果你是没有操练的话，你一跪下去，哦，这个是。思想乱得很。
So if you do not give a definitive time to the Lord every day, then when you kneel down to pray, immediately your mind starts to wander when you kneel.
那个世界上白天什么事情都在你的脑子里乱转的。
And then the things of the day that you're going to face ahead start to spin in your head.
所以你静不下来。
So you cannot quiet down and pray.
所以你要有一个跪下来，神啊，我要向你祷告。
So then when you kneel down, you say, Lord, I want to pray to you.
哦，这个乱七东西上它沉下来。
Let these things that are in our minds sink down.
沉到有一天，你感觉说主啊，我可以跟你面对面。
So until a point when you say, Lord, I can now come face to face before you.
我不知道你有没有这个经验。
I don't know if you have such an experience.
而是你一跪下来，马上去神跟碰着了。
So, or whether when you kneel down, immediately you touch the Lord.
还是你一跪下来跟我一样，哦，糊里糊涂很多事情。
So, or you're just like me. Every time I kneel down, there's all these things in my mind.
那么我就看过表。
So I have.Checked my watch.
我看看，我说主，我在里面也等，等他这什么时候能够静下来，我去看表。
So I looked at the watch and then I said, Lord, let me see how long it takes for all these things to settle down.
真的慢慢慢慢沉下来。
And then slowly these will settle down.
慢慢慢慢你心向着神。
And slowly your heart becomes towards God.
等到你完全静下来，能够完全向着神的时候，我一看，十五分钟。
When my heart completely quieted it down and I was ready, I looked and it was 15 minutes.
15 分钟，你再静下来。
And then you quiet down.
那你就再好好祷告主。
Then you can start to pray.
如果你真是祷告好的话。
If you pray well.
那就是主说的。饥渴慕义的人有福了，他们必得饱足。
Blessed are they who thirst after righteousness, because they shall be satisfied.
那些开示，你开示，你可能会有一些神的话给你。
Then you may start to receive a word from God.
所以你开示，你最好写祷告，安静你的心，能够跟神通了。再回头再来看圣经。
So the best thing is for you to settle down and then to pray and then to read the word.
等到你要操练的时候。
Once you have become familiar and trained.
用不着等写等这么长的时间。
You don't have to wait for such a long time.
一到神面前，马上感觉神的同在。
So once you come before His presence, you sense His presence.
这时候你把圣经打开。
At this point, you open the Bible.
主啊，我是爱你的。
You say, Lord, I love you.
你怎么知道爱神呢？你怎么爱主呢
？How do you love the Lord?
主说，有了我命令，又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
He who keeps my commandments, this is the one that loves me.
所以我现在要来看看，主啊，你有哪一些命令？要我遵守哪些命令？我已经遵守，还有哪些命令我还没有遵守
？So I come before God and say, Lord, what commandments do you have? Which commandments have I already obeyed, and which commandments I still have yet to obey?
所以你读圣经的目的是什么
？So what is the purpose of your reading the word?
那你别笑我。
Don't laugh at me.
我开始。得救了以后，我有一个心愿，也在神面前说，我一天每天至少读五章圣经。
So ever since I was saved, I have a heart before the Lord that I would at least read 5 chapters of the Bible every day.
我为什么要听这么一个死规矩
？Why do I have to have a rule for myself？
因为我妈妈说啊。嘿，你不要看那个弟兄啊，眼睛很近视的厉害，傻乎乎的。可是他圣经啊，新旧约从头到尾读了五遍了。
So my mother once told me, don't look at that brother over there with the very thick glasses and look down on him because even though he may look a little bit He may not look so great, but he read the Bible 5 times.
那我想我一定要超过他。
And then I had a thought. I want to surpass him.
所以这个读经这个，目的不太对，是不是啊
？So of course my goal was not very right.
有许多
And many brothers and sisters, when you read the Bible, what is your true intention?
现在这个学佛，这个基督学皇的很多学生在那边一大堆的东西要读的时候，你读目的是什么？
So those, especially in the Academy of Christ, you have all this bunch of stuff to read. What is your true purpose in reading those?
所以真正的读目的就是我要明白神你有什么吩咐。
So the true purpose is for us to ask the Lord, Lord, what commandments do you have for me?
哪一些是你的命令?
Which ones are your commandments?
哪一些我已经遵行了?
Which ones I have already kept and obeyed?
哪一些我还没遵行?
Which I have still yet to obey?
弟兄姊妹，我们都是爱主的人，是不是啊?
Brothers and sisters, we are all ones that love the Lord, right?
主耶稣说，你真爱我吗?
The Lord Jesus says, do you really love me?
那你需要遵守我的命令。
Then keep my commandments.
主啊，你有什么命令啊?
Lord, what commandments do you have?
你知道主有什么命令吗?
Do you know which commandments the Lord has?
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
All that I have said to you, command them to do this.
有多少?
What do you teach them?
不知道,
don't know. Then I have to read.
所以读圣经是主要是要明白神他的心意。
The most important thing for reading the word is to know his will.
而圣经又是一个很特别的书。
And the Bible is of course a very special book.
有什么特别呢?
What is the special, the uniqueness about it?
因为圣经都是神所默示的。
Because all scriptures are inspired by God.
没有圣灵来开启你的眼睛。
If the Spirit does not open your eyes,
你凭着你这个头脑在那边想啊想啊想，能够跟他了解啊，不行的。
And if you try to use your mind to there think and think and think, you will not understand it.
所以你还必须一面祷告，一面读圣经。
So that's why you have to pray and read at the same time.
求主叫我能够看见什么意思。
Asking the Lord to show us what the meaning of those verses are.
这个圣经啊，那是有个弟兄说得很好。
Now one brother put it this way about the Bible.
它是一个很特别的书。
He says it is indeed a unique book.
对于熟读圣经的人说，这一本是一本新的书。
But for those that read the word, this is a new book.
什么叫新书啊?
What does it mean that it's a new book?
哎，第一次看见。
As if you see it for the first time.
但是圣经啊，如果神不怜悯你的话，你读了莫名其妙。
But if God does not have mercy on you, this whole book is confusing to you.
所以有许多弟兄姊妹就是一开始需要想马上懂，问很多问题。
So many brothers and sisters, they want to understand immediately, and they ask many questions.
你不要着急。
Don't worry.
读。
Read.
五遍,
five times,
十遍,
ten times,
够不够?
Is it enough?
五十遍,
50 times,
一百遍,
100 times,
够不够?
Is it enough?
诶,我觉得很感谢主。
I really thank the Lord.
这本圣经每次看了都有新的亮光。
Every time I read the Bible, there is new light.
它是一本你越熟了，越有新的看见。
The more you are familiar with it, the more you see.
所以圣经,
so the Bible,
真的要明白圣经,
if you really want to understand the Bible,
需要祷告,
you have to pray.
需要圣灵来开我们的眼睛。
You need the Holy Spirit to open up our eyes.
个人祷告,
personal prayer.
神在看重个人祷告，是神看察看内心。
So when it comes to personal prayer, God examines the heart.
所以我们要有一个清心祷告。
So we need to have a sincere prayer with a pure heart.
清心的人有福了。
Blessed are they that are pure in heart.
因为他们必得见神。
Because they shall see God.
我们到神面前去祷告是目的是为什么呢？
Why do we pray before God?
亲近神。
To be near to Him.
跟神有交通。
To have fellowship with Him.
是不是这样？
Isn't it this way?
应该是这样。
It should be this way.
主耶稣是，他是神。
The Lord Jesus, He is God Himself.
即使他在地上时候做人的时候，他还是神。
While He was here on earth as a man, He was still God.
当开始是腓力找拿但尼来见耶稣的时候
，When Philip went to find Nathanael to come meet the Lord,
腓力说：“我们找到了弥赛亚了。
”Philip said, "We have found the Messiah."
弥赛亚在哪
？Where is the Messiah?
就是那个拿撒勒人耶稣。
Is Jesus the Nazarene?
拿但尼怎么说
？What did Nathanael say?
拿但，他说拿撒勒能出什么好的
？He said, "What good can come out of Nazareth?"
他信不信
？Did he believe?
他不信。
He didn't believe.
哎，腓力带了拿但尼去，耶稣看见他说，指着他说：“看哪、啊，这是一个真以色列人。”他心中是没有诡诈。
And when Philip brought Nathanael before the Lord said, "Behold, a true Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile."
哎呀，如果这个话我听见的话，我开心死了。
If I heard the word, I would be so happy.
主说我心中没有诡诈了。
The Lord says, "I have no guile."
哎，拿但尼，他不是这么反应。
Nathanael didn't have such a reaction.
你怎么知道？
So how did you know?
见都没见过。
You've never seen me.
你怎么知道我心里没有诡诈？
How do you know I have no guile in my heart?
主耶稣怎么说？
What did the Lord Jesus say?
你在那个无花果树底下的时候。
While you were still under the fig tree.
我已经看见你了。
I already saw you.
啊，你说这个时候我们看见我们的主，甚至是人子。他还是神子。
But from here we can see that even though the Lord Jesus was the Son of Man, He was yet the Son of God.
他甚至在地上，人就在天上。
He was on earth, but as if in heaven.
他甚至跟门徒在一起，拿但尼在那个无花果树底下，没有一个人看见。
So when he was with
主耶稣看见了。
When he was with the other disciples, and then he saw when no one saw him, Nathanael under the fig tree, the Lord Jesus saw him.
主耶稣看见他是一个心里没有诡诈。
The Lord Jesus saw that there was no guile in him.
所以你祷告，你不要怕。
So when you pray, don't be afraid.
你不要怕，你只要真心向神祷告。
If you pray with a sincere heart,
神知道。
The Lord Jesus knows.
我记得有一个姊妹学跟我问我，她说：“丁弟兄啊。”
I remember one sister once asked me, said, "Brother Ding,
主听不听祷告的？”
Does God hear my prayer?
我是听祷告。
I said, of course.
你真的心向他祷告，他一定听。
If you pray from a sincere heart, he will listen.
他说，神的儿女有多少？
He said, how many of God's children are there?
哦，我说很多很多。
I said, there are many, many children, God's children.
他说他们都向神祷告的时候，他听得过来吗？
When they all pray to God, can he handle all of those prayers?
啊，也许。我们这么多人，我们其实这人看了很多，其实不多，是不是
？See, all of us in this room actually we think there are many, but there really aren't that many.
我们的组队这个，他是我们的家，真是很大的一个家庭，你知道吗
？And you know, our family is indeed a big family.
所以我们人一起有个难处。
So we have a difficulty.
一起都祷告。
If we all pray at the same time,
主耶稣是不是都听了
？Can the Lord Jesus hear our prayer?
所以有的人啊反对。
So some people are very against.
有的人就说你祷告要一个一个祷告嘛，清清楚楚。
So you have to pray one by one so it can be clear.
不过有些弟兄姊妹就是鼓励大家 And
some people say, let's all pray out loud together.
那么有人说, 这么乱糟糟,
and people say, well, that is so confusing. How can God hear?
其实你不要怕,
actually, don't be afraid. God knows.
不管什么情况之下, 你真心向神祷告, 你无论在哪里,
no matter what circumstance, if you pray to the Lord, no matter where you are.
很多的时候我们祷告是不是神都听呢?
Does God hear every one of our prayers?
只要你真心祷告,
if you pray with a sincere heart,
不过还要加一条,
but you have to add another thing.
你要合乎神的心意,
you have to pray according to His will.
有的时候人是强迫神来听他的祷告。
Oftentimes, man forces God to hear their prayer.
真的,
it's true.
如果跪着祷告不行,
if you kneel and pray, it's not effective.
即使祷告,
then you fast and pray.
今天你不听,
today you do not hear my prayer.
我不起来,
I will not get up.
神你非听我不可,
Lord, you have to hear my prayer.
神是不是一定听?
Does God necessarily hear that prayer?
我告诉你, 不合神心意的, 不一定听,
if it's not according to His will, He may not answer according to
what you want.
Now, after David had sinned and had born a child out of sin, God allowed him to be sick.
大卫怎么祷告?
How did David pray?
禁止祷告,
he fasted and prayed.
躺在地上不起来,
and he did not want to get up.
一天, 两天, 三天, 四天,
one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days.
到什么时候呢? 到了他这个, 伯伦先生被起起初初起起初讲, 这个大卫想, 什么, 你们怎么讲什么? 是不是我的孩子死了?
So then when David actually finally realized when others were talking about something, he said, well, did my son die?
他们说是死,
they said, yes, he died.
那大卫还继续祷告不祷告啊?
Would David continue to pray?
不祷告,
he wouldn't stop praying. Of course, it's useless now.
但是真的我看见有些的弟兄姊妹啊, 不管怎么样, 硬要神祷,
I find that many brothers and sisters, they have to have God hear their prayer, no matter what.
但这种啊, 这样的祷告, 目的是什么?
But what is the purpose of this prayer?
有一个弟兄啊, 拉肚子,
one brother, he had diarrhea.
他还是服侍主的呢,
and he was a servant of the Lord.
拉肚子了以后, 有个弟兄说, 怎么你不太对吗? 你拉肚子了?
So then one brother came and asked him, are you okay? You don't look very well. Do you have diarrhea?
赶紧吃药,喝些水,
you should take some medicine, drink some water.
不,
so no.
我祷告,
I pray.
我要全身医治我,
I want the Lord to heal me.
他不吃,
he wouldn't take the medicine.
到第二天又去看他,
the second day he went to look after him.
昨天只是三四次, 现在弄了十来次,
and then yesterday was 30 times, today was 10 times.
哎呀,弟兄,你该吃药了!
Said, brother, you have to take the medicine.
不,我已经向神祷告了!
See, no, I already prayed to God. God can heal me.
到第三天,
and the third day,
哇,他更厉害了,
even more serious.
都脱水了,
and he became dehydrated.
那个弟兄这个,哎呀,你这不吃药,你恐怕要...
And then that brother said, you better take medicine, otherwise...
他说,
said, I will fight with God to the end. If he does not heal me, let me die.
当然,
so at this time, God spoke to him.
你以为什么有药不吃，一定要我治呢？
Said, why, when you have medicine to take to get healed, you have to force me to heal you a certain way?
我为了你的荣耀，证明你有大能能治好我的病。
Said, for your glory, I want to prove that your power can heal me.
实际上，他有个内心，你看神不听我的话。我祷告，神一定听，你看嘛。In reality,
in his heart, he had a thought. If I pray, God will heal me.
所以这个诚心不对，你知道吧？You
know, so that heart was actually wrong.
这样的故事很多。There
are many stories like this.
我们祷告，还要合乎神的心意才行。When
we pray, we have to pray according to His will.
我第一次神不听我的祷告。The
first time God did not answer my prayer.
你想什么事吗？
Well, do you know what it was?
我从高中毕业。After
I graduated from high school.
到了重庆。I
went to Chongqing.
考大学。
I went there to take a college entrance exam.
考大学呢，因为我的平常这个学业是相当可以的。Now
when I took the exam, and you know, generally my grades are pretty good.
我那个高中呢，还是一个有名的高中。And
my high school was actually a very well-known high school.
我到了重庆碰到我的同学。I
went to Chongqing and I met my classmate.
也是高中的同学,
and he was my high school classmate.
他却跟我讲,
and he said something to me.
哎, 你知道吗?
He said, you know?
现在中央政治学校现在招生,
now there is a central political university. They are looking for students.
我们去考好不好?
Can we go and take the exam?
那个学费是免的。
And then the tuition is free.
他可以给你制服,
and they will give you a uniform.
皮鞋,
they'll give you shoes.
每个月还有一些津贴,
every month they'll give you a little money, a scholarship.
其实我是想学医的,
I actually wanted to learn medicine.
不过我有一个想法,
but I had a thought.
一个什么想法呢? 我说, 哎呀, 千里迢迢到了重庆。
He said, I have come thousands of miles to Chongqing.
我先考上一个大学,
let me first get into one university.
我先写个信到我家里去,
so I write, then I can write a letter to send home.
告诉他们说, 你看我考上大学了,
to tell them, see, I got into university.
那个学校我去不去,
whether I go, it's a small thing.
至少让他们知道我已经考上了一个大学,
at least I can let them know I have entered at least into one university.
你说这个想法好不好?
Do you think this thought is good?
所以我要去考的时候，我跟我的叔叔说，我说我要去考这个学。So
when I went to take the test, I told my uncle that I was going to do that.
我叔叔说，你不是要考医的吗？
My uncle asked me, aren't you? Don't you want to study medicine?
可是考医的他没招生啊。
But the school of medicine is not looking for students now.
这个学校他写开始。
And then this university is looking for students.
其实我也不跟他讲，我这个心心里就这个诚心的啊，你去考就去考嘛。
So of course I didn't tell him my intention. So he said, "Well, go take the exam."
考完了以后来问我，你考得怎么样？
After I took the exam, he asked me, "How do you think you did?"
我说还可以。
I think it was okay.
那一天晚上，我就跪下去祷告。
That night, I knelt down and I prayed.
我说天父啊，你让我考上这个学校。
I said, Heavenly Father, let me get into this school.
这是我第一次听见神跟我说话。This
is the first time I heard God speak to me.
当然不是这个耳朵听的。But
of course it's not for hearing him from this ear.
是在里面听见。It's
the ear and the heart.
他问,
he asked me,
你为什么要考这个学校?
So why do you want to take the exam to enter into this school?
那时候我对神还有点认识呢。
Now I already knew God fairly well at that time.
我想神，你是无所不知的嘛？我心里想什么你不知道
？And then I said to God, God, you're omniscient. What I'm thinking in my heart, you ought to know.
哎，你别问我了。
Don't ask me. Don't ask me.
你让我考取就是了。
Just let me get in.
这时候，我第一次听神很严肃地跟我说。
This is the first time I heard God very seriously say to me,
你这个祷告我不能答应。
And God said, this prayer I cannot answer.
那后来考取了没有？
Did I get into the school?
没考取。
I didn't get in.
我有点害怕了。
I was actually afraid.
哦，神还是轻慢不得人。
I said, God is not someone we can offend.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们说要有意象。
We say that we ought to have vision.
有了意象才有带来敬拜，带来侍奉，是不是？
Then vision brings forth worship and service, right?
但是实际说起来，我那个时候毫无意象。
But actually, at that time, I had absolutely no vision.
但是神也是慢慢的让我学习。
But then God slowly let me learn.
在哪里学习呢？
In what matter?
就是在祷告里学习。
And to learn in prayer.
我有一个，这个要说自己的好处。
I have to say something good about myself.
什么好处呢？就是说，我还比较老实一点。
One good thing is I was a very honest person.
比方我看第一次看你弟兄写的那个属灵人。
For example, the first time I read Brother Nee's A Spiritual Man.
那个属灵人他就写了那边，我现在是好久没。你要读这本书的时候，你要一面祷告一面读。
And then when Brother Nee said that when you read this book, you have to pray and read at the same time.
我就听这个话。
And I heard, I listened to him.
哦，还到一边祷告一边看。
So I have to read and pray at the same time.
所以我一边祷告一边看。
I read and I prayed. I read and I prayed.
以后呢，我觉得说有一个非常重要的一点。
So then later on, I realized an important point.
如果神真的给你有启示。
If God gives you revelation,
所谓的启示实际上就是主的话给你了。
Revelation really just means God gives us His word.
你要相信。
You have to believe in it.
你要顺服。
You have to obey.
如果神给你启示而你不顺服的话
，If God gives you revelation and you do not obey,
那不但没有好处，可能还有些害处。
And not only is there no benefit, there may be some harm to you.
如果你给你一个，你先听，再给你一个又听，神会越来越多的给你。
So if he gives you revelation and you obey, another one and you obey, he'll give you more and more.
祷告的内容应该是什么？
Now what is the content of prayer?
祷告的内容，我们应该祷告些什么？
What are we to pray about?
我觉得这也是一个重要的事情。
I think this is also something very important.
我有的时候觉得弟兄姊妹在一起祷告的时候啊，有个难处。如果真的主听我们祷告，而且他降临在我们的中间，他来问孩子啊，你要什么
？So.I often think the difficulty is when we gather to pray and we've prayed all these things, and then God comes and asks us, "What do you really want?"
主真的问你，你奉我的名，无论求什么，我都答应你。你要什么？
So the Lord tells us, if you pray in my name, whatever you want, I will give you. What do you want?
我这次到西安去有碰到一些年轻的大学生，他们也大学毕业了。
I went to the West Coast in the United States, and I met some college grads and some college students.
有一对夫妻,
there was a couple.
这个丈夫是做头的,
the husband was the head.
他也比较在属灵上面多知道多一些,
and then he actually knew a little bit more on spiritual things.
那么一个年轻的他的太太呢, 比较信主不久,
and then the wife knew the Lord less time.
所以他们祷告的时候, 有一句话是非常属灵的,
so when they prayed together, there was a phrase they used that was very spiritual.
什么话呢?
What was that phrase?
为己,
for myself,
无所求,
I ask nothing.
为神,
for God,
求一切,
I ask all.
有这个话吗?
Do you know of this phrase?
这话对不对啊?
Is it correct?
为己, 无所求,
for self, I ask nothing.
不求自己的好处,
I don't ask for any benefit for myself, any good thing for myself.
为神, 为他的国度, 为他的旨意, 为他的荣耀, 为他的教会,
for
为他的再来,
for him, for his glory, for the kingdom, for the church, for his return, we ask everything.
那么这个姊妹的难处在哪里呢?
But what was the difficulty for this sister?
哎呀, 她说, 现在难处那么多,
he said, after I believe in the Lord Jesus, I have so many difficulties. If I do not ask, what do I do?
你看, 你看这个孩子, 你看又发烧了, 你看你, 你也没什么办法, 我不求怎么办呀?
And then this child has a fever. If I do not ask, what do I do?
哎呀, 你看这个, 这些事情弄了我, 头昏脑胀, 现在钱又不够, 哎呀, 我这些事情我都向主求啊,
and all these things, it gives me a big headache, and now we don't have enough money, I have to ask for these things.
她丈夫说, 为己无所求,
her husband said, for self, there ought to be nothing we ask.
要为神的事情求,
we have to ask for the things of God.
神还需要我求?
God needs me to ask?
哎呀, 神样样都有, 他无所不能无所, 这么丰富, 还要我为他求?
God is so abundant, and the wife said, do I still have to ask all these things for him? He is so abundant.
哎呀, 我们才是, 你看又累, 时间又忙, 哎呀, 这个事情是一塌糊涂了, 神不来帮我们忙, 怎么办呀?
Yeah, we are so tired, we have all these things to deal with. If God does not help us, what can we do?
所以很多时候,
so oftentimes,
我们求的,
when we ask,
是看得见,
is what we can see,
摸得着的,
what we can touch,
是我们接触的,
is what we come encounter with.
所以每次祷告的时候,
so every time we pray,
你们有什么祷告题吗?
Do you have some prayer items?
哦, 某某弟兄病了,
some brother is sick.
病了,
he's sick.
100%的祷告, 求主你给他治好,
100% of the prayers are, Lord, heal him.
哎呀, 某某弟兄, 现在生活有难处,
and some brother has a difficulty with their living.
主啊, 你, 解决他的问题,
Lord, take care of that problem for him.
哎呀, 两个夫妻在吵架了,
and then there's a couple that's fighting.
差不多要, 要分裂了,
they are about to split.
哎呀, 主啊, 你想他们能和睦,
say, Lord, please allow them to be united.
哎, 祷告来, 祷告去去是这么些东西,
so when we pray, these are the things we pray about.
应该不应该呢?
Are we to pray about these things?
主好像是没有什么事情需要我们为他祷告,
God shouldn't have things for himself that we need to pray for him for.
哎呀, 主耶稣在天上, 这么多天使在那边服侍他, 哈利路亚在那边唱, 我们要为他祷告什么?
The Lord Jesus is there in heaven, there are all these myriads of angels serving him. He is so happy. Why do we have to pray for him?
难处就是我们在这个地上这个情况吗? 你看看,
the difficulties are here on earth with our own situations.
这个一点也没错的,
This is actually true.
我说姊妹，你应该求。
I said, sister, you have to ask for these things.
凡事借着祷告祈求感谢，把你所要的告诉神。
In all things, you are to pray and make your supplications known to God.
真的，我们今天在地上有许多难处的。
Indeed, today we have many difficulties on earth.
要不要告诉神？
Do we have to tell God?
你不告诉神，你怎么行啊？
If you don't tell God, what do you do?
要告诉神。
You have to tell him.
所以我们的祷告在我们的生活上。
So in our daily living, our prayer,
都有用的。
Always are always effective.
等一下，时间过太快。
Time has passed too quickly.
祷告的深度呢，是随着我们生命的成长。
Now the depth of our prayer depends on the maturity of our life.
因为一开始我们在而孩童的时候，做小孩的时候，没有长大成人，我们所祷告的总是以自己为中心的。
Because when we are just saved and while we're still a child in the Lord, our prayer often is very self-centered because we're grown up.
所以我们可以在祷告的时候，把我们的感受，把我们的痛苦，把我们的难处，把我们的软弱，什么东西都可以在神面前倾倒，没错。
So we ought to give, tell the Lord our difficulties, our sufferings, everything, and pour it before the Lord.
求主来帮助我们处理这个怎么多难处。
And to ask the Lord to take care of our different difficulties.
但是你慢慢成长了。
But as you grow up,
你长大了。
When you grow up,
也许慢慢你就好一些。
Maybe things get better.
你要寻求的，我要应该怎样来服侍弟兄姊妹
？You start to think, how am I to serve brothers and sisters?
我怎样在教会里能够为主做一些事情？
How can I in the church do some things for the Lord?
我应该这样能够得到一个属灵的成长。
So how can I attain to a spiritual growth?
我要好好读圣经。
I ought to read the Bible carefully.
我要好好祷告。
I want to be able to have a good prayer life.
我慢慢要成为一个属灵的人。
I want to become a spiritual man.
哎呀，但是在这一些里面往往还脱不了为自己。
Now, oftentimes, even you have such a heart, it's hard to get out from praying for ourselves.
你祷告。
When you pray.
哎呀，主你同在。
Said, Lord Jesus, your presence is on.
哎呀，真是我看见亮光。
And you allow me to see light.
真是满足我。
It really satisfies me.
满足谁啊？
Who does it satisfy?
满足主吗？还是满足你呀？
Does it satisfy the Lord or yourself?
满足我。
It satisfies me.
我满足了。
I am satisfied.
我满足的就好。
I find satisfied. It's all. I have nothing else to ask for.
那已经好一点了。
That's actually a better prayer.
所以就有一个危险。
There is a danger here.
因为这样，你追求知识。追求属灵的恩赐
，because when you seek for knowledge or spiritual gifts，
这些东西你一多的时候，如果你生命没有成长，你还是在基督里是个婴孩。
So if you have all these things, but if your life does not mature, you're still a child in the Lord.
而且你很可能骄傲。
And it's very possible that you'll become proud.
你自己那个意见。那个强的东西还在。
Your opinions are still very strong.
到有一天。
Until one day.
你慢慢进入成熟了。
When you start to enter into maturity.
神需要把那一个，把你为自己为中心转过来，以基督为中心。
He will slowly start to turn that self-centeredness into Christ-centeredness.
这下你说我不会再为自己， 利益。
Now I no longer pray for my own benefit.
不为自己的什么什么什么的好处。
Not for my own good to pray for these different things.
我要完全为主。
I want to pray completely for the Lord. To live for Him.
我要荣耀主。
I want to glorify Him.
这个心愿就是把你转变，是以自己为中心。
So then this heart will be transformed from self-centeredness to Christ-centeredness.
这是说，主啊，你说要跟从你，被实践，好，被实践。
So when the Lord says, Lord, and you tell the Lord, Lord, you want me to take up my cross and follow you? Okay, I will do it.
舍己嘛，主啊，我去舍己。
Lord, if I need to give up myself, I will do that.
奉献。奉献。
If you want me, you want consecration from me, I will consecrate myself.
这样他所有的祷告都是为着主祷告。
So then all of his prayers are for the Lord's sake.
这个是心愿。
This is a heart.
这个心愿是神放在我们里面的。
This is a heart that God places within us.
但是有这个心愿，不见得你真的有这个实际。
Now, to have such a desire doesn't mean that you have the reality.
你已经愿意把自己奉献给主，不为自己着想，完全愿意为主的缘故为他受苦，甚至命也不要。
So, you are willing to consecrate yourself, not to live for yourself, live for Him, to suffer for Him, even to die for Him.
这个心愿呢是神给。
This heart is given by God.
但是这个心愿要成为实际，还要经过考验。
But for this heart or this desire to become a reality, it needs to go through test.
到这个时候，撒旦就流行了。
But once you start to have this, then Satan starts to pay attention.
一个基督徒不为神的事情着想的人生，一直在世界上侍奉两个主的人，撒旦说他又侍奉神，又来侍奉我，这个。
So, especially for those Christians that are in the world and serve two masters, Satan will say, well, he's serving God and serving me also. I don't have to worry about these Christians.
现在有一个人要起来了。
But now there is someone that has arisen.
把自己完全奉献了。
He has consecrated himself.
不为自己着想。
Not thinking of himself.
愿意舍己。被十字架跟从主
willing to deny himself and take up his cross and follow the Lord.
他要求神的旨意成全
He wants the will of God to be fulfilled.
他要向神的国降临
He wants the kingdom of God to be established on earth.
那么这个撒旦一看
When Satan sees this,
不行
I can't let this happen.
这得对付他
I have to deal with him.
所以可以是就有征战的祷告
Then you will start seeing the prayer of warfare.
这开始要打仗了。
Now you have to fight a war.
那么撒旦有很多办法。
Now Satan has many methods.
阻止你走这个路。
To hinder you from walking this way.
你走十字架的路。
If you take up the way of the cross.
这是走天路。
To walk the heavenly way.
第一个。撒旦所做的
The first thing that Satan does,
他会弄许多的试探
He will give you many temptations,
给你很多的陷阱
Give you many traps,
给你很多他制造那种环境
And creates certain environments for you,
叫你犯罪
To make you sin.
你一犯罪
Once you sin,
他学多少的
HeHead lays hold of you.
所以祷告非常重要。
So prayer is very important.
为什么我们要不住的祷告呢
？Why do we have to pray without ceasing?
我们为什么要精心祷告呢
？Why do we have to pray soberly?
因为你如果不精心祷告，不时时祷告，撒旦在那边很多很多的试探陷阱放在你的旁边。
Because if you don't pray without ceasing and pray soberly, Satan has many traps to trap you.
大卫本来是很爱主的，是不是
？David was one who loved the Lord, right?
他在一个环境不好的时候，
That when he was in a bad situation, he would approach God. He would pray to God 7 times a day. But once he entered into the palace,
有一天, 太阳快要西沉的时候,
one time the sun was about to set, he arose from his bed.
他忘记静心,
he forgot to be sober,
他忘记,
to be alert.
清静神,
he forgot to commune with God.
他忘记祷告,
he forgot to pray.
你想想后果是什么?
What was the result?
他起来转来转去,
so he started wondering about,
东张西望,
he started looking left and right.
那我就不要说下去,
I don't have to continue.
所以撒旦只要他头一个要做的就是试探,
so the first thing Satan does is he tempts us.
陷阱,
he traps us.
许多试探赌钱啊,
many temptations, gambling.
赌钱能够很快发财的,
gambling, you can quickly become rich.
所以撒旦有很有一些办法,
so Satan has many, many methods.
他有个弟兄啊, 他对那个弟兄说, 哎, 你要知道吧, 神是无所不能的, 你祷告他, 把那个, 那个彩票的那个数字, 知道了, 你就可以。
There was one brother that said to another brother, you know, God is omniscient, so if you just ask for the right lotto numbers, God will hear.
试探来了,
then the temptation comes.
如果神不告诉, 他可以去求鬼嘛,
so if God doesn't tell him, he can go and ask evil spirit.
所以非常小心,
so you have to be very careful.
叫你犯罪,
otherwise, he will cause you to sin.
如果你不犯罪,
if you do not sin,
他还有一个办法,
there, he has a second method.
他就制造许多的环境的难处,
he creates many difficult environments for you.
逼迫,
persecution,
苦难,
tribulation,
疾病,
sickness,
损失,
loss.
还可以叫你妻离子散,
and then to let, even let your wife to leave you or your children to be lost,
叫你赤身露体,
for you to be naked,
你还要走下去?
Do you want to continue?
哎呀, 算了, 停下吧, 不要走了,
forget it, stop, don't continue.
这是一个很厉害的试炼,
this is a very difficult trial.
很多忠心要跟随主的人, 头一个没有犯罪, 神保守了, 他第二个走走走, 跟到最后, 受不住。
Many brothers and sisters that have been able to overcome that first method of not sinning, when they come to the second matter of all these situations, they cannot be faithful to the end.
那么主席要我们什么呢? 要靠着祷告。
Then we need to depend on prayer.
祷告能得胜是不是?
Through prayer we can conquer, true?
当然我们听人家很好说了,你看保罗、希勒、菲利比不是给抓起来打了一顿。
Now it's easy for other people, it seems like, when Paul and Silas in Philippi, they were sent, thrown in jail, and then they were even hit.
他们做什么?
What did they do?
唱诗, 祷告赞美神,
they sang hymns and praised the Lord, true?
所以他胜过了,
So they overcame.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢?
Who can separate us from the love of Christ? This is what Paul said.
难道是患难吗?
Is it the tribulation?
是盗窃吗?
Is a
sword? 贫穷吗? 赤身露体吗?
Poverty?
是危险吗?
Nakedness? Danger? Etc.?
不容易啊。
It's not easy.
不容易啊。
It's not easy.
但是靠着呢，加给我力量的。
But through him who strengthens me.
靠着基督的十字架。
Through the cross of Christ, I proclaim victory.
即使你能够胜过这个。
Even though you're able to overcome these.
撒旦还有一手。
Satan has one more method.
还有什么手?
What is the other method?
他看你。叫你引诱犯罪，你不犯罪。
So when he tempts you to sin, you don't sin.
苦难、逼迫、
persecution, tribulation,
寂寞、赤身露体这些，你也能胜过。
Nakedness, you can overcome that.
还有一个。
One more thing.
撒旦知道我们那个旧人里面。
Satan knows that in our old man.
骄傲。
Pride.
喜欢大。
We like to be big.
所以撒旦还可以捧你。
And Satan will be there trying to uplift you.
啊，你真是很了不起啊！
He said, "You are truly great."
哎呀，神真是要用你啊！
God is going to use you.
啊，将来你一定是了不起这个。
And then in the future, you'll be a great man.
那么当然，除了主以外，但是下面数来数去，大概保罗还赶不上你。
And then after Christ, Maybe even Paul is not as good as you.
你不要以为这个是很容易胜过的东西。
Don't think that this is an easy thing to overcome.
有的人却在苦难中能够胜过。
Some people can overcome in suffering.
所以这一个人捧起来的时候。
So, but when people exalt you.
所以我们祷告有。我们迟啊五分钟，我们要拖他五分钟。
So we started 5 minutes late, so we have to delay 5 minutes to end.
所以我们祷告有一个非常重要的一个武器。
So we have a very important weapon in our prayer.
谦卑。
Humility.
单纯。
Simplicity.
相信。
Believe.
绝对的相服。
Complete submission.
人为什么不祷告?
Why does man not pray?
因为你觉得你不祷告,不靠着主,你也能行,是不是?
Because you think that without prayer, you can still go on, right?
你如果真是谦卑,
If you're truly humble,
主啊,我没有你不行。
Lord, without you, I can do nothing.
我一时离开你，我去外犯罪。
If I leave you, I will sin.
我一时没有你看守，我不知道往哪去。
If I don't have you, I do not know where to go.
那所以啊，我一定要在你面前。
So I have to be in your presence.
我不能离开你。
I cannot leave you.
不能断掉这个交通。
I cannot have that fellowship be broken.
因为我所以能够活下去，是从你天上来的那个生命供应。
So the reason why I can go on is because you send the heavenly provision of your life.
祷告就是这直接从上面来。
So prayer means you get something directly from above.
还有祷告。
One more thing.Another important point,
要随从圣灵祷告
is you have to pray in the Spirit. In
这也是犹大书告诉我们说
This is what Jude told us.
你们弟兄们，你们要在至圣的道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告
Said, brethren, You are to pray in the Holy Spirit.
那么怎么在圣灵里祷告呢?
How do you pray in the Holy Spirit?
那么保罗也告诉我。
Paul also tells us.
我们本不知道怎么祷告。
We do not know how to pray.
但是圣灵用说不出来的叹息
听我们祷告。
But the Spirit prays within us through sighs.
鞭策人心的知道圣灵的意思。
So he who examines the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is.
所以圣灵是按照神的旨意替我们祷告。
Because the Holy Spirit prays according to the will of God.
所以我们要学习一个怎么来听恩膏的教训。
So we have to learn the lesson of the anointing.
不随从肉体。
Do not live according to the flesh.
随从圣灵。
But live according to the Spirit.
在圣灵里祷告。
To pray in the Spirit.
圣灵不会错。
The Holy Spirit cannot make, is never wrong. We will be wrong.
不过圣灵呢是跟肉体是象征的。
Now of course the spirit is always in opposition to the flesh.
所以我们要听圣灵祷告的时候，有一样我们要反对肉体。
So when we are to pray in the Holy Spirit, we have to oppose the flesh.
拒绝肉体。
Reject the flesh.
拒绝那些出于自己为了自己利益所想的那些东西。
To reject those things that are for ourselves, that are of the flesh.
祷告是个侍奉。
Prayer is a service.
祷告可以给我们启示。
Prayer can give us revelation.
祷告也是敬拜。
Prayer is also worship.
但是祷告也是一个侍奉。
But prayer is also a service.
许多人对祷告的侍奉不怎么重视。
Many people actually don't give enough importance to the service of prayer.
所以我们现在一个教会真正属灵的情况，不是看听到的时候人多。
So the true condition of a gathering is not how many people come to the message time.
哦，你们的教会真好，你看这么多人都来去。
See, there's so many people in your meeting, so wonderful.
你们祷告聚会是什么时候？我来参加一下。
When is your prayer meeting? Let me participate in that.
啊，祷告聚会啊，祷告聚会啊。
When you come to prayer meeting?
这个祷告聚会你没什么好看的。
There's nothing much to see there.
如果我们的祷告聚会
，If our prayer meeting,
人没兴趣。
If people aren't interested,
也没有什么意思
and feel that it's meaningless,
那你却少了一个最重要的侍奉
and then you have missed the most important service,
就是祷告的事
and that's the service of prayer.
我们都知道，旧约的时候，祭司在金香坛上面那个烧香。
So we know that in the Old Testament, the priests, they would burn the incense on the altar of incense.
直接到升到神的面前
and then this will arise before God
在施恩宝座前
before the throne of grace
我们知道这个香就是圣徒的祷告
and we know that this incense is the prayer of the saints
大祭司一年一次要进到至圣所
and the high priest would enter into the holy of holies once a year
我们都知道要带血进去是不是
we know that he has to bring the blood in, right?
但除了这以外，还要有个事情。
But besides this, there is something else.
那个大祭司还要拿个香炉。
He has to bring that censer.
装上香。
To put the incense.
让这个烟呐、啊、能够接住这个圣宝座。
To allow the smoke to be before the throne of God.
因为神是圣洁。
Because God is holy.
我们不能随便进去。
We cannot go in carelessly.
除了血以外。
Other than the blood.
还需要金香炉。
We also need that censer.
所以我们到神面前去侍奉。
So when we serve before God,
没有祷告
if we did not pray,
你就没有这个香。
You don't have that incense.
祷告侍奉是非常重要的事情。
So the service of prayer is very important.
使徒们他们说要做的事情，我们灌饭食不是我们的正业。
So the apostles, they said, for us to look after the tables is not our jobs.
我们以祈祷传道为事。
But we ought to devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the speed of ministry of the word.
五旬节圣灵降临是在祷告中他们降临的。
So when the Holy Spirit came down during the Pentecost, they were praying at that time.
彼得在那边看见那个异象。
So when Peter saw that great vision,
也是祷告的时候,
was when he was praying.
巴拿巴、扫罗。 派出去的时候,
when Barnabas and Paul were sent out, it was also when they were praying.
所以祷告是一个非常重要的侍奉。
So prayer is a very important service.
其实我们很多的时候，弟兄、父子弟兄们在开会的时候，常常是讨论。
So oftentimes when the responsible brothers they gather together, their discussions offer supersede the amount of prayer. So if you discuss without praying, you'll see that there will be more and more opinions each time.
如果我们真的能够好好的一起同心合意祷告的时候，许多问题都解决了。
If we can truly pray in one accord, many problems would go away.
有些点就是说，你一定要祷告。And
then some points is that you have to pray.
真理性的到神面前花时间祷告。You
have to spend time to pray before God.
再给五分钟啊。Please
give me 5 more minutes.
我为什么一直这么讲呢？因为我在这个祷告里面，我真是得到太多的好处。So
why do I keep on saying this? Is because in this matter of prayer, I have gained much from the Lord.
我的脑筋已经不行了，想记不得很多东西。Now
my mind is no longer good. I can't remember that many things.
那很稀奇，我有一个很好的时间。 早晨四点钟，如果我醒过来了，哎呀，主啊，这是好时间，我要见你的面。So
one good thing is that every day, maybe when I wake up at 4 o'clock, I will say, Lord, this is a good time for me to approach you.
因为在那个时候啊，真是很稀奇，不是我能想出来，主就把他的话叫我记起来。But
somehow at that time of the day, God allows me to remember His word.
保惠师来了以后，他要领我们进入一切的真理。After
the Comforter comes, He will lead us into all truth.
保惠师来了以后，叫我们想起主给我们说过的一切话。And
the Comforter, when He comes, He will remind us of everything that the Lord has already spoken to us.
许多问题其实主都有解答。There
are many problems the Lord can solve for us.
因为神没有跟我讲嘛。
But because God did not tell
me.
Why didn't He tell
you?
Because you haven't come to His presence.
所以四点钟起来到六点钟，这两个小时是最宝贵的事情。
So from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., these are the most precious 2 hours of the day.
实在来不及，不过我还再提一句。
I don't have much time, but let me say one more thing.
进食祷告。
Prayer and fasting.
有的弟兄问,
Some brothers ask,
丁弟兄,这个进食祷告应该怎么进食?
Brother Ding, how are we to fast and pray?
进几天?
How many days should we fast?
还是光是进吃的食物呢,还是水也不能喝?
So is it fasting and not eating, or is it also not eating or drinking any water?
要不要宣布我们进食?
Do we have to declare that we are fasting?
进食以前要有什么事情你要讲清楚, 免得进食以后出毛病。
What things are we to do before fasting? Because otherwise, once we start, there may be some problems.
进食以后肚子饿了, 能不能马上去 饱气的。
After we fast and if we're hungry, can we eat a big meal?
是不是一般的祷告不行，禁食祷告就行？
Is it that certain prayer can only be prayed a certain way, and others you need to fast?
禁食是不是时间越长越好？
Is it the longer you fast, the better?
摩西四十天。
Moses spent 40 days. The Lord Jesus spent 40 days.
Oh, 我超过四十天。
I want to surpass 40 days.
我也把禁食祷告这个圣经啊都读了一遍。
I also read all the prayer of verses on fasting.
现在没有时间讲了。
I don't have time to say it.
实际上，禁食祷告只有两种情况底下。
There are actually only two situations for fasting.
一种是跟神亲近的时候，真的像。像圣弟兄说的啊，那跟神亲近的时候，哎，吃饭了，浪费时间，不管了。
So one condition is just like our brother Godwin had said that it's your approach God, you have such a sweet fellowship. It's like I don't care about eating.
还有呢，就是真的是很重担太重。
The second situation is when you have such a heavy burden.
你不祷告不行。
If you don't pray, you can't do anything.
或者是你太伤心的事情。
Or it's something that causes your heart to be so distraught, so hurt.
所以啊，没有心思吃饭。
So you have no desire to even eat.
没有负担的，你去进食是一点意思也没有。
So if you do not have a burden for prayer, even if you fast, that is totally useless.
当你跟主亲近到一个时候，你真的忘记吃饭。
So when you are so close to the Lord that you forgot to, about eating.
你真的那个负担太重的时候。
When your burden is so heavy.
你真的也不想吃饭。
You don't even want to eat.
所以这个很自然的。
So this is very natural.
你到了那个时候，你就会禁食。
At that time, you will fast.
你好好的，什么事儿没有，新郎跟你在一起。那个背叛新郎的同伴，虽然进食是很不正常。
So for you to fast while the bridegroom is still there next to you is very not right.
而且进食让神看，不是让人看的。
And fasting is for you to allow God to see, not for allow to man to see.
进食不要把脸弄得难看。
So when you fast, don't make your face look very gloomy.
人还。还有一个倾向，就是你做了一点作为金钱的事，就想人知道，这些是法利赛人。
So because you have done something godly and you want others to see, this is a Pharisee.
我们要防备法利赛人的教。
We have to not allow the leaven of the Pharisees to enter in.
很对不起，我只能讲到这儿。
I'm sorry, I can only share this much.
最重要。
The most important thing is.
一定要去祷告。
You have to pray.
我们做个祷告。
Let us conclude with a word of prayer.
哦，主耶稣啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you and praise you.
你是何等愿意，你的儿女们跟你有亲密的交通。
Lord, how you love to have your children have close communion with you.
你何等愿意倾听你儿女向你发出的心音。
Lord, how you often want to hear the cry of the hearts of your children.
但是主啊，你也何等愿意把你的心意向我们倾吐。
But Lord, you also want to reveal your heart and desire to us.
主啊，你给我们有一个心愿，就是说我们愿意遵行你的旨意。
Lord, may you give us a desire that we may want to have your will done.
但是主，我们也知道。
But Lord, we also know
靠我们自己
by ourselves
我们没有办法
we cannot do it
来遵行你的旨
to even follow your purpose
所以你给我们一个谦卑
Lord, give us a humble heart
单纯的心
a sincere heart
你也是给我们不丢弃
that we may not throw away
受苦的心志
the desire to suffer the
所以我们的主啊
So Lord
你知道我们的情况。
Lord, you know our condition.
我们对你这个命令要不住的祷告，何等的亏欠。
Lord, we fall so short of your command to pray without ceasing.
教会在祷告的侍奉上是何等的短缺。
And then the prayer of the church is, falls so short.
真的主，你叫我们能心痛。
Lord, may you allow this to become a reality in our lives.
能悔改。
That we may repent.
能正行。
That we may obey.
当我们向你祷告的时候。
As we pray before you.
主啊，求你垂听。
Lord, please listen to our prayer.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.